Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome back to Circles of Change, and this is our final segment. It's always a pleasure to have guests come in the studio, and I've got the opportunity to have two entrepreneurs and recent founders of a brand new restaurant, relatively so, here in Tucson. So welcome, Michelle and Joe Frazier. How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you today?
Just great. How about you, Joe?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, these are not rookies in the restaurant business, so let me give a little bit of background before we talk about their wonderful new restaurant, Cafe Marcel, which is on 4th Avenue here in Tucson. Michelle Frazier, she's a native of northeastern Vermont, the youngest of seven children, who was introduced to Tucson via family snowbirding starting in around 1978. And indeed, by 1981, Michelle decided to stay permanently. She was drawn to start her career in healthcare, given how much she enjoyed working with people, becoming a certified personal trainer, and working with older adults in strength training and fall prevention. Michelle then shifted to the restaurant business and for over 5 years has come to enjoy providing great food and top customer service amidst expanding social connections. Her husband, Joe Frazier, was born in South Carolina, the oldest of six children. With both parents in the U.S. military, the family moved a lot and finally settled in Dayton, Ohio. So upon graduating from high school, Joe served our country in the U.S. Navy with tours in Italy, Spain, and France, and probably no surprise, he discovered the different cuisines. He's then been in the restaurant business for over 25 years, working with many certified executive chefs, and for the past 15 years, of these in management to polish the skills needed to have every chef's dream opening a restaurant, which indeed, as I mentioned, Joe and Michelle did just 6 months ago. So Cafe Marcel, for those of you here in Tucson, is located at 344 North 4th Avenue, and it's named in memory of Michelle's brother. And I think you're going to hear today that the Fraziers are having an absolute ball working together and do what they love to do. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Has it been a blur of activity for you, Michelle?
It has gone by pretty fast.
Is that right? So the idea of starting your own restaurant, was it always on the dream list or the list of things to do, Joe?
Yeah, I think every chef's dream is to one day own their own business. You know, you learn a lot. You really get to polish your skills. And when the time is right, and which it was, hey, we jumped on it.
So what does that mean, the time's right, Michelle?
Well, Joe had been working for corporate, and he just decided he wanted to branch off and expand his own ideas. Mm-hmm. And so we just decided one day we'd start looking to see for the future, and it came up a little faster than we expected.
Is that right? How many months into that? Well, let's think about it.
Well, I don't know, probably about 6 months.
6 months, that is pretty quick. And so, Joe, the idea of specifically, well, first off, I probably should make everyone tell us about Cafe Marcel and the nature of the food that you serve.
Well, we are a crêperie, and we do everything to order. We specialize in sweet crepes and savory crepes and Swedish crepes. And for those that are not familiar with a Swedish crepe, that is filled with preserves, jams, you know, primarily. Our crepes are rather large. We use a 16-inch cast iron crepe stone.
Oh, darn. If that was dessert, I think I would probably have trouble with that. No.
Yeah, they are rather large, and we have a really large clientele of people that really like them split, and they'll have a savory split and then share a sweet or a Swedish. That way they get the best of both worlds.
No, that's right. And again, for people who wouldn't know a crepe, it's a very, very thin crust, right, Michelle?
It is. It's very thin, and the batter is very light. So when you cook it, it's fairly healthy because it's not over bready, and we use fresh vegetables and fruits in our crepes, mm-hmm. which is really important to us.
Very good. But I think, you know, I should mention to our listeners, my husband Ted and I had the opportunity to slide down and have lunch with Joe and Michelle here recently and enjoy the crêperie. And I was asking Joe, I know it, and it can't be that easy to just, you know, go to the the counter and pick some type of a crust powder, and there you've got it, right? I mean, this has kind of been a science fair project for you, I imagine.
Yeah, it was. Initially trying to come up with a decent crepe batter, and how it was done before, they had it dialed in pretty well. But to get the egg mixture right and to try to eliminate the clarified butter or butter that is really used in a lot of crepes. In our crepe batter, we use olive oil and canola oil, so it makes it healthier, and it's not an oily or a greasy crepe shell, which can happen a lot. So we really went towards a more healthier option.
Well, you know, whenever you start a new business, particularly one that's a retail point, it's all about location, location, and then number three is location, 4, 4, 5. So how was it you came to select your spot, and was Fourth Avenue always a goal? And tell us about that journey, Michelle.
That one is kind of funny because when Joe and I decided to really start looking, I really didn't know how to go about helping him to decide. And believe it or not, I Googled it.
You Googled?
I did. I Googled restaurants for sale, and it came up, and I thought it sounded very interesting, so I told Joe, and we decided we would go and have lunch, and we just absolutely fell in love with it. It's kind of nostalgic, the way that they cook the crepes. They're out front, so you can watch them prepare your meal, the fresh fruits and vegetables that are used. So we were very impressed when we went down to visit. And so we went home and talked about it and decided that we would look into it further. And it's kind of history now.
So, Joe, you mean you didn't have in mind all along opening a specific restaurant that was targeted at crepes? It was more, it kind of came with the show?
Yeah. I mean, I specialize in continental cuisine. And back in the 70s, when I first got into this field, crepes were more done a 6-inch crepe pan, and they were more of a dessert item.
Yeah.
There were some items that were meal type crepes, but having a 6-inch crepe pan, you might have to get 3 or 4 to make a meal. So with anything else, the crepe stones have gotten bigger, which makes them for a more desirable entree item. But once I knew what the crepes were and how they were made, and really the ease of the operation. You spend so many years in this business, and not only when you find what you're looking for and realize that it's something that's going to be relatively easy to master and just make it fly and just be, you know, creative and come up with new ideas, which we are doing with new shrimp items and steak items. So the sky's the limit.
I gather, too, that your menu, you can rotate it and change then what the fillings are based on how you see your customers respond.
Yeah, we can, and there's just so much potential with crepes. There's so many options that you can do, and if someone comes in and they see one that they think they like but they want to change items in it, absolutely, everything is made fresh to order, so we're able to do that.
And Joe, can you keep up with the pace of the customers coming in? I mean, I can picture, I know at least twice a year, we have the 4th Avenue Street Fair down there with not only the vendors and themselves probably ravishingly hungry amongst serving the clientele, but then just the stream of people coming up and down the street. What was that event like for you two this year?
That's very true. That's very true. And, you know, I think spending the amount of time that I have in this business, you learn techniques on how to make things happen. And when you're dealing with, I don't even begin to think of how many crepes we sold during street fair, but you are just nonstop. You make sure that you are well stocked, you're well prepared, you have a good team assembled. Everybody knows their job. We communicate well, which is vital in a kitchen, and we make it run. There's just only 3 or 4 of us during the street fair, and we were just working, and it was a lot of fun. But to be able to do that with 3 people, and when we first bought the place, they did a very busy Mother's Day in May, the month before we bought it, and they saw, you know, how busy it was, and we saw that we had the potential to do it, and we did it, and we made it fly, and it was just a beautiful thing.
Michelle, that idea of the dance then. Really, I mean, the preparation for crepes is you've got a lot of different, you can choose to have a lot of different ingredients, so you have to pre-prepare, I would imagine, some of the items.
You pre-prepare, and when you pass tickets, you make sure any special orders are notated so that it goes down the line, and it very much is a dance. You know, you just have a system and keep working the system to make it better and better.
Joe, you told me about when Ted and I had the opportunity to come to your restaurant. You know, I could tell there as quaint and historic that your building is, that nonetheless you put some real elbow grease in getting in the shape that you wanted to. So you might want to take us on a virtual tour and tell us about any fun discoveries that came out of the mix of taking off wallpaper or replacing this or that in the process?
Well, we just did like a lot of, you know, just general stuff. We just got some, you know, different art in there and put in some different equipment. We made it to where it's set up the way it should be. Everything is within reach. Just did a lot of sprucing up. I mean, the place was in good shape when we got it. We just made it better. We just brought in, like I said, the you know, proper equipment and the proper people, and it's been really good for us.
That you're kind of turning the dials here now, 6 months into it. Michelle, for our listeners, particularly those who are not from Tucson that are listening today or on the podcast after the fact, what's Fourth Avenue all about? And share your feeling about the sense of the neighborhood and the clientele, what an interesting place it is.
I love Fourth Avenue. It is so interesting. You never know who you're going to meet or what's going to happen down there. They have all kinds of events, large and small, and it just brings in all kinds of clientele, from the students to a lot of business people. Older people love to come down there. It's an adventure. It truly is.
And you have the tattoo parlor two doors down. You have one of the best bike shops that's within eyesight of your front window. And then, of course, the artisans that have their various wares there.
Absolutely. And we have talked with several different artisans that want to come in and bring some artwork. I'm hoping to maybe do small events. Our restaurant isn't overly large, so we really have to plan for these things. Mm-hmm. And I try to keep everybody abreast of what's going on our Facebook page.
Sure, absolutely. And Joe, I understand you're going to take the jump here coming up shortly and actually go do a catered event. I imagine catering has been in your list of things and skills in the past, but to do it with crepes, does that make it any more challenging?
Well, really, because crepes are a rather fragile item. With this particular event, we will pre-cook the crepes ahead of time, and we just got some real nice cast iron portable crepe stones that are, we will basically finish the cooking procedure at the event. So that's going to lend itself for us to be able to maybe do some more catering.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And so it's going to be exciting. And I think with careful planning and the people that we're doing this for, they're regular clients, and they love our product so much that here we are.
That's right. It's going to be a learning experience together. Michelle, the name Café Marcel, tell us about your brother.
Well, we decided when we first went to the creperie that it would be really neat to have kind of a French name to go with it. My brother was a disabled vet. He was in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And when he came home, he had to live with my parents. And his favorite thing in the world was good food and good friends. So I just thought it would be fitting to name it in his honor.
Isn't that lovely? That's a great experience. The types of people that have come to visit here and the clientele that come on a regular basis, these are people that live downtown, or they come from all points, east, west, north, and south?
We have people that come from all over. We actually have some folks that come down to visit relatives every month, and every month they come into the cafe. We have people from the north side. We have a lot of winter visitors that had been regulars during their stay here that still come into the cafe. And we just love it because you get to meet so many wonderful people.
Yeah, and I think that goes back, as I said in the introduction, your love of the social connections. It's a logical place. It's in the restaurant business.
It is.
Joe, the bandwidth of the challenge for you as a chef. You know, I've heard you say these are easy and it gives you some parts of experimentation. Does it really push you at times?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's always goals that chefs strive for, whether it's a new concept, a new dish, presentations. There's a lot that goes into it. And not only with the crepes themselves, but the potential of what crepe stones can do with cooking a whole slew of things. And, you know, with that being said, we're thinking about even offering a smaller size crepe, whether we call it like a junior size. So we're really trying to accommodate everybody. If they have a smaller appetite, we will do whatever it takes to make them happy.
You said the word presentation. I mean, in truth, many people who I've gotten to know over the years that are chef, it isn't just the flavor and the consumption, but it's the visual experience. In fact, they even build themselves as designers more than they introduce themselves as chef. And certainly, that's some of the magic with a crepe.
It is. And, you know, every chef loves to hear a good compliment. And I take pride in the fact that we do our crepes. And for as long as I've been cooking, I have never had people take out their cell phones and take pictures of our crepes and send them to who knows.
Well, isn't that the power of these new technologies, too? I mean, you mentioned earlier, Michelle, the role of Facebook. Of course, you have a website. And for, again, our listeners, it's Cafe Marcel, MARCEL.biz. So that whole social media thing and word of mouth, particularly for a small restaurant, is really important, isn't it?
It really is, and it amazes me that a lot of our clients actually post their crepes on Facebook before they sit down to dine. And I even had an older lady come in, and it was their first time in, and her husband said, "You order the savory, and I'll order the dessert crepe." Well, he only gave her one bite, so she came to tell us and also had sent an email with a picture of the crepe
to her son to already
let him know.
That's right. When good word travels fast in all sorts of varieties, regardless of age or gender, doesn't it?
It does. It does,
great.
And I find it wonderful.
That's great. The student population, of course, you're within reasonable walking distance for the ambitious University of Arizona student who wants to get some exercise. Does your shop feel differently when you've got the students there?
Actually, no. It's such a wonderful blend. I mean, they love to come in, and we do have a few games. Some of them like to do that. Some of them like to just sit and socialize. I think the part I enjoy best is when we have different clientele in the restaurant and one table is visiting with another.
The other table, yeah.
It really makes it quite quaint.
That's right. When you were getting ready for your grand opening, I'll call it, had you test driven most of the items on the menu by that time, Joe?
Yeah. We had, I worked a lot with the original owner. He's a great man. He really taught me a lot and showed me the ropes. And from there, I took his knowledge and we just did some changes and made it better. And he had some good cooks that were really educational. And for me, being primarily back of the house and not having a lot of coffee experience, that's where these guys really taught me well on our specialty coffee drinks and our espresso drinks and teas and things of that nature. So they really got my confidence up on that part, and my wife as well. So.
Well, you know, it's one thing to be able to pull off the whole front room side or even the back room side, but I think a lot of people would be sitting there saying, boy, that was really a leap of faith to jump off and, of all things, open a restaurant when the economy is where it is, because we know here, at least in the Tucson area, so many places have closed. But on the flip side, for the right niche, there is no better opportunity than now, particularly if you can bring that sense of community, is what I believe.
Absolutely. And being on 4th Avenue, made a lot for our decision in order to take that leap of faith.
Yeah, and meaning that there's a lot of give and take within the community.
There's a
You've
lot
got
of
a
give
nexus.
And take. There was a good clientele with the business, and so we had somewhere to go with it. We really felt confident when we took over.
Is that right? Joe, had you cooked crepes before?
Yeah, I have. Again, back in the 70s, I worked at a French restaurant in Kettering, Ohio, and they had quite a few crepe options, maybe like Crepe Suzette and Crepes Lorraine. But primarily, they were like either a special or a special dessert item. So to come back to that, it's like anything else, give it 25 years, and then come up with new ways of doing it. And so, again.
In fact, somebody probably asked you, well, Joe, how long did it take you to learn how to do this? And you said 2 weeks and 24 years. In other words, everything else you had in your portfolio. Michelle, for you, your experience in working in healthcare and connecting with people and so on, so I gather you're pulling upon a lot of the skills and things that you did well and enjoyed prior to coming into the restaurant business.
Absolutely. I think it all began with my family when I was really young. They were very social. We're a very close-knit family. And it's something I totally enjoy.
Well, I think between the two of you, I said one of you has five siblings and the other had six siblings. So I imagine eating was always as well the
Top
event
priority.
During the day. Well, again, it's been a real pleasure for Michelle and Joe Frazier from the recently opened 6 months ago Cafe Marcel in 4th Avenue here in Tucson. Their hours, by the way, are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, Friday and Saturday 8 to 7, and then Sunday from 8 to 5 as well. Again, that's the 4th Avenue Street area. And they can be reached at 520-623-3700. And their website is www.cafemarcel.biz. I'm looking forward to coming back. Thanks for joining us here in Circles of Change.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Our pleasure as well.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.